Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for tagging a friend. If you're watching this live weekdays, 12 p.m. Pacific on Cross Politics social media sites. It is on the Cross Politics social media sites because we are part of the Cross Politics Network. Go over to crosspolitic.com, become a member. If you become a member, you get all the great benefits of being a Cross Politics member. You get discounts on merchandise. You get access to exclusive content like the Shotgun Worldview series. There's great coffee, and there's a lot of other content that is just coming out that is just so awesome. I'm so excited for. And if you put HTBT in the memo field, you follow the link below and do that, you'll get one of these beauties. This HTBT coffee mug. It's great. I love it. It's nice and big. I can hold it in my big bare hands. I love it. So go over to crosspolitic.com, go to HTBT, or put in that in the memo field. And when you subscribe, you'll get a mug for free. So check that out. If you have any questions, comments, if there's any show topic that you want me to explore, want to talk about, maybe you have an interesting case that happened at work, you want some feedback on, any of those things, please reach out to me. I am on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. You can email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com. I love hearing from you. I love getting your show suggestions and those things. Also, part of the reason we do this show is to encourage you guys to take that first step in business. And one of the ways we're doing that is having a contest for business plans. So if you have been thinking about starting a business, if you have a business but haven't done this yet, that is to make a business plan, this is your opportunity. If you submit your business plan to me by March 31st, I'm giving you a lot of time because it takes a lot of work. If you submit it to me by then, you can have a chance to have a free advertisement on the show. It's going to be an interview. We're going to interview. We're going to talk about the plan. We're going to talk about your idea, why you picked the idea, what your plan is, and go into the details and give you basically free advertising. I mean, what more do you want than free advertising in front of thousands of people to start out your business? So that we have that opportunity for you. You also get a cool swag bag. If you have any questions about the contest in general, please reach out to me. More than happy to answer those questions. If you want help with your business plan, I'm offering my services free to you. And this is great if you have a real business because you're getting free consulting advice. You can go over, if you go over to CrossPolitic, become a member, then I will give you free consulting advice for your business plan. So I think that's pretty awesome as well. Even if you don't win, you're going to get free advice and free help. And I just want to say this, I'm going to pick the best plan. It doesn't mean there's not going to be a lot of plans. It might just come down to which idea I'm most excited about, what I like. But I'm just looking for an overall comprehensive business plan that's thorough, has a great idea, that's done the research, and looks really professional. You can go to episode 90 to see more details about that. For those of you who maybe have a business already, have the business plan, you're way down the road, or you are thinking of a corporate career and you just are looking for a side hustle, something to do to make some more money on the side, which I'm really encouraging you guys to do this year because automation is coming and it's going to be changing the landscape. It's going to be taking away jobs. I just heard a bunch of news reports today about that very thing. What was it today? Oh, I saw a robot that the supermarkets were testing out that would detect if there was a spill. So you have this little robot, it was a little creepy, had a face, and it was going around looking for spills, looking for damage, and it would send a signal to a Philippines call center, and I don't know how it would work from there, but basically, even jobs in the supermarket are in danger. So we need to be thinking ahead, we need to be prepared, we shouldn't be relying on the government, if the government ever opens again. So we need to be finding ways to have multiple streams of income, not only for just preparing for the worst case scenario of losing your job or being laid off or your company going out of business, but it's a great way to build wealth, to have multiple streams of income. You have more control over your career. Whoever controls the money, this is just a business tip in general, whoever controls the money has the power in a business, especially when you're thinking about negotiations, you want to keep that in mind. But this is even true with your employer. If you are scared to talk to your boss, if you're scared to speak out because the repercussions that might be happening, it's because you're beholden to them for the paycheck. But if you have multiple streams of income, that dependency will be less, and it will probably allow you to perform better at your job because you're not going to be acting out of fear. You'll be able to speak up and say what you think is right to do. You're going to be able to speak up and say you think we're going in the wrong direction because that job isn't your whole paycheck anymore. You have multiple streams of income. So I would really encourage you to that, even if you are passionate about your career, to just have some things on the side, even if it's just investments, even if it's a 401k or a Roth IRA, just get other sources of income that you can depend on if worst case scenario, you lose your job and you can have that. So we're gonna talk about that today. We're gonna talk about some of the best side hustles. I read an article of the top 10 best hustles to look at. So we're gonna go through those. And then I'm gonna share with you a website that is really popular that everyone likes for freelance jobs. So if you are a business thinking about hiring an employee, or you just have some work that needs to be done, this could be a great option for you. It might be better for you just to hire a freelance person when you need it for the job instead of just bringing on all the cost of an employee. Or if you are looking for a side hustle, you don't know where to start, and you have some great skills that you can sell, these websites would be a great option for you. So I'm really excited about that because this is a great place to start. Just like a business plan is a great place to start for those of you wanting to start a business, these freelance websites are a great place to start for trying to dip your toes and to see what the market value is for your skills to start your side hustle and do it on the side. It requires no risk. All it requires is the time that it takes to market yourself on the platform, put together your portfolio work if you have it, and start going out there and negotiating the contracts and just start picking up jobs. I mean, these websites have everything from cleaning the house to building an app. So there's a lot of options on here for you to explore, and hopefully going through this list of 10 of the best side hustle jobs will give you some ideas and to be thinking about how you can fit into this and what you could do as a side hustle. So as you're going through these jobs, I don't want you to just think, oh, I can't do that, or yes, I can do that. But be thinking about, does this kind of job interest you? Does this side hustle interest you? Are you fascinated by it? Because there are great clinics, there's great certificates, there's great programs besides just going to a four-year school or getting your master's, where a lot of these jobs can be fulfilled and be enough to do those things. Or you could just get a certificate and you'd be qualified. You can learn how to program in a certain code without going to school. If that is something that is interesting to you, you should think about that. You should think about, you know, go start looking into doing the research. How much does it cost? How much time will it take? A side hustle we've talked about before can be something that spends like a little bit, an hour or two, but it could be also something where you're preparing in 6 months in advance and you're building up the skills, and then you go out and then you can build and create this income on the side. And that could be a really great option as well, especially programming. If you don't know what you want to do with your life, if you are one of those people that are like, I want more, I'm at a dead-end job, I don't really have any skills that I think are marketable, and you're not just sure what to do, I would just really encourage you to get into programming. Just go through it, learn a program, learn a language, is what I mean, not a program, learn language to build programs. That skill will be beneficial because as we transform, like we've talked about, and moving into the digital age, just knowing how logic works and how those different languages are constructed and the logic, and even if it's like a reporting language, like a SQL, that is just going to be so helpful to you. You're going to become an expert in whatever field you go into. If it's a college, there's still people that need to learn how or interact with reports. If it's in business, if it's a nonprofit, if it's a church, they have a database for whatever reason. It's a bigger church, obviously. Smaller churches probably don't have databases. But that could all be applied in the interest that you find that you like. And so you can use those skills that maybe aren't specifically an interest. Maybe you're not fascinated by logic and computer languages, but you can apply that to an area that you are interested in. Just kind of like if you love football, but you're not built like a football player, you can still find a job in the NFL. You can find a job doing statistics. You can find a job working for the team front office and still have enjoyment from what you're doing and do something you love or be a part of a sport that you love, even though you're not specifically playing it. So too with programming and learning languages. So, okay, so here are the 10 best side hustle jobs. First one is web developer. Now, this is a good one, but I see this going away really quickly. So if you don't have the skills, I wouldn't necessarily recommend just being an expert in web development, unless it's UI, UX, where you're doing the front end user experience, user interface, where you're learning the art. It's really an art. It's more than that. It's more than just like a technical skill. It's the art of knowing what colors to use, how to frame a page, what landing pages go where, the frame and the structure of the building of it. But when you're talking about like building a WordPress website, there's so many companies that are coming out with pre-packaged, like just plug and play, drag and drop, that are really great, that I don't see web development as being a great career. There's going to be a reduction of demand for web developers, I believe. So if you want to think about doing web developing, I would go into UX, UI kind of things and learn how to do that. Study how successful pages are built, what colors they use, why they use them, the layouts, the white space, and kind of go after that avenue instead of just web developing right on. Okay, so my first of the best side hustles I'm kind of discouraging you from. That's not a good start. The second is design creativity. That kind of goes with the UX, UI. But that can be more than just computers as well. Think of architecture, or think about being an office designer. That's a really big thing right now. It's just having, bean bags, having beer in the office, and what we were talking about with small businesses, being able to offer their employees a better work culture and diverse packages, employee packages, by having a great place to come and work, having quiet rooms. I'm not a big fan of those, but those are all the rage, especially in San Francisco. So you could be an office designer, being creative in those kinds of ways. Third, writing and translation. That is probably going to be a pretty good industry for a while, especially with transcribing. I know a lot of podcasts like to transcribe text. So you would listen to this podcast, type it up, and obviously all the other things that apply with writing. But there's probably a lot of digital media content that's going to be created as we go into this digital economy, where still transcription is going to be awesome in writing, translating different languages, how to build a tent, Espanol, or how to build a tent, whatever Chinese is in China. I don't know Chinese at all. Then administrative support. That is really helpful. I know a lot of entrepreneur CEOs that have admin assistants that are freelance, that they're not necessarily employees, but they're personal assistants. They'll schedule. Even scheduling nowadays is being replaced by AI. There's a lot of administrative support, answering phone calls, booking meetings, that could be a great option for you. So if you don't feel like you have skills that are marketable, that is a great place to just step in and get a taste of what it's like to freelance while you build other skills. IT networking, that's always going to be a huge one. Customer service, I guess I could see that. If there's certain businesses that want people that know the culture that are in America that they don't offshore. So yeah, there's probably value there. If you can give great customer service, that could be a great option. Sales and marketing, those are great. Accounting, finance. Now, accounting, finance, this should be obviously if you understand numbers, if you're good with math, but that doesn't necessarily require you to have a degree as well. I mean, it's good to have a degree, obviously, if you want to be an accountant, if you want to be a CPA. But I know a lot of people that get into like taxes or other kind of bookkeeping experience where they don't necessarily have a degree, but they've kind of been mentored, they have been gone through an apprenticeship program where they've worked through an office in a small business and have learned the skills without having to go to college, which is great. You don't have the debt, and then you have the skills and you have a good paying job. Which reminds me of our advertiser, 24/7 QBO. If you have a business or have a bunch of side hustles and you're trying to keep track of all your finances, you use QuickBooks, and it's just too much for you to figure out all of the features that you can use in QuickBooks, and you're getting all of your accounts all messed up. I've done it before. I'm not ashamed to admit it. 24/7 QBO is your solution. They provide white glove customer service to you 24/7. You give them a call whenever you're in trouble, and they will help you. They'll help you set up your QuickBooks. They'll help you optimize your features so you don't have to be scrambling around quarter to quarter, year end, trying to figure out your assets, your liabilities, your balance sheet, and all that good stuff. So go over to 24/7 QBO and the links below. Check them out and you will get great customer service for your QuickBook needs. Don't have a software program that you're paying for where you don't know how to use it and it's just adding stress to your life. Go get stress-free customer support with 24/7 QBO. Check them out. Appreciate that. All right, coming back to our top 10 list, that was number 8. Number 9 is engineering and architecture. That is an awesome one. I always thought that was kind of, I kind of romanticized that degree or that profession, engineering and architecture. I always thought it would be so cool to be able to do that, but I just am not good at art. That's probably something that you need to do, but maybe with programs nowadays that can design buildings that I don't necessarily have to be so creative. So maybe I'll switch professions late in my life. And number 10, data science. Data science is around the idea of big data. It is so important to not only be able to display data and for people to consume it, but to know how to present it and to make sure that you're presenting data accurately. There's been so many times in my corporate career where people have presented bad data. Not necessarily that the data was wrong, but they present it in a way where it's telling a story that the data doesn't tell, because they don't understand how to read data, how to process data, and then how to present data. And this is just going to become a bigger and bigger industry. If you are interested at all with dashboards, with working with data and looking for like different clues and hints and researching and discovering, data science would be an awesome career. It's almost like a detective for data. And just how much data is being pulled now from Facebook, from pictures, from podcasts, not that I collect your data or whatever, but just like all the numbers that go into the different products and services as the digital age comes full circle. Data science is going to be a huge one, and it's a good, I think the starting data science, a data scientist, they make like $140,000 a year. That's like pretty good living, and a lot of them probably can work from home, which is even another bonus. So that might be something to think of. So those are the top 10. Now, some of you probably are freelancers, and you just kind of do it on your own. You don't go through a website, and you're like, why do I need to go through a website? I work through referrals. And that's kind of just working out well for me. Well, it could do a few things. And I like think of it like this. A worker and this is an immigration example, not that it has anything to do with building the wall, but a worker, from an economic standpoint, a worker in Mexico is worth X. Let's just say it's $5. But the moment he crosses the border into the United States, he's worth $10. Now, why is that? It's because the capital that is deployed in America is so much better, the infrastructure is so much better, the tools are so much better than those in Mexico. The employee is worth twice as much than he was in Mexico, just from simply moving locations. And that's what these freelance websites can do for you as a freelance writer. They have capital deployed to optimize the experience, to make it easy for you to get new customers. Maybe it's not that you need new customers. Maybe you want to make more money. And these websites are a great place to do that. There's a lot of, you can negotiate your prices. It's fairly cheap. If you can just factor in your price, the price that you have to pay if you do get charged for it. Usually they charge the people that hire the freelancers. But so that'd be a great option. Upwork is the one I just wanted to give a shout out with. If you have never tried these before, you should check out Upwork. That's one of the best that I've heard. It's the consensus around the community. If you are a small business, again, if you are thinking about hiring somebody, maybe you try freelancing first. Instead of hiring an employee for 40 or 50 hours a week and have a lot of dead time, hire a freelancer specifically for a project. And so you don't have to pay them health benefits. You don't have to pay the unemployment insurance and all those other costs that go into an employee besides salary. It might be a little more expensive per hour, but it might be in the long run where you're not paying them 40 hours a week and you're committing to an employee. This might be a great option for you. And again, they do a variety of different things. So I wanted to go through all these sites and kind of talk to you about the pros and cons and get into detail, but we ran out of time. So sorry about that. You can look them up online. Upwork, check that one out. They have a great platform for you to check out. If you have any questions, reach out to me, How to Build a Tent. You can email me at howtobuildatent.com, and we'll talk to you next time. God bless.